Namaste, our friends on online. We're waiting for the control room to say okay before we start. You can sit here. That too. And maybe visibility may not be there at that place. How about here? This one, the first one here. Yeah. No, nobody's coming here. Yeah. Yeah. You can. For this class, nobody's coming here. For our friends who is just joining in online, we are having some difficulties with in the control room. So kindly just bear with us before we start. Till now, I was saying too many moving parts. One more moving part. Yes. Of course. So there is a question here coming up. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Okay, so the question that is being asked is using the language, the keyboard that has been provided, how do you type a half sa and a full sa? Yeah, so the thing is that the keyboard that I given you or I've provided to many of you who are using it is a Sanskrit keyboard. Okay, it's called iTrans Phonetic. Okay, there are Devanagari QWERTY keyboards also, which you could use, but with the phonetic keyboard, phonetic keyboards could be of two types. A phonetic keyboard could be a Devanagari phonetic keyboard. For some languages like Hindi or Marathi, where they also use Devanagari. Or it could be a phonetic keyboard which is for Sanskrit. So it's a Devanagari for Hindi Marathi or Devanagari for Sanskrit. When it's a phonetic keyboard where it's a Devanagari for Sanskrit, the main difference in Sanskritam, which is something that we always cover in our first class, is ma. When you say ma, is equal to what? Makara plus akara. Right? We do that. So if you want to type just sa, don't say sa, don't say half sa, because there are no half consonants. All consonants are full consonants. No, I want to type something like this only. Right? Yeah. Is that a half sa? It is actually a full sakara. What happens is that what you are calling as a full sa is a sakara plus akara in Sanskritam. Right? So when you want to type just sakara, which is full in its own, okay, just sakara, the consonant sakara, you type S. You want to have one more sakara, you type S again. And if you want to complete that, which you are saying, you're not completing that. It is complete in its own self. What you're doing is you're adding one more a sound to it. That is A. When you do that, it will get complete. So what you do is you do S, S, A. Okay, because if you just type S, that will make it into a sakara without the akara following, and that is represented by this mark here, which is also called as a halanta. Okay, now do you know why is it called halanta? It is at the anta of a hal. You know what a hal is? If you go to Maheshwarani Sutrani, hal is a consonant. So it is actually a mark which appears at the end of a consonant. That means that you are ending in a consonant, whatever the word is. Okay. So in Hindi, for example, they say Ram. So the Ram is R-A, the transliteration. Or rather, the I-trans equivalent would be R, 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 A, for Ra, or sometimes R, capital A. Either way is fine. Ra, M. M is Makar. But this is not a valid Sanskritam word. The valid Sanskritam word would be R, A, A, M, A. Okay. Become Rama. This is a valid Pratipadikam. Also, vocative singular, A Rama is also Rama. So, you need to have that Akara. What ends up happening is that many people who do not pronounce Sanskritam correctly and they are trying to say it in English, they say Rama Rama. Okay, it is not Rama, it is Rama. It sounds like Rama. Because sometimes between A and A, English may not have that distinction. Okay? The Dirgha and Raswa. Yes, go ahead. Yeah. For our friends online, I will repeat the question and that way you can also confirm what I understood from your question is correct or not. If I'm looking at a text which is in Devanagari, how can I say if that text is Hindi, Marathi, or is it Sanskritam? Okay. What I would do is that you would look for things like Visarga. Okay. Usually you won't have Visarga as prolonged, which is very, very good indication. But what you said is very much correct. If at all avyayam, okay, you have avyayam, right? In Sanskritam, it will end in makara, very clearly. That is one way to say, where the halantas will be pronounced. Halantas will be pronounced in Sanskritam. In Hindi and Marathi also, there will be halantas. It's not that they don't have halantas. They have halantas. But usually words ending in halanta will be added as an akara will be added. And even though the akara is added, it is still pronounced as Ram in Hindi. Even though you have Rama, in Hindi that is pronounced as Ram. Follow? So that is one way. But then by looking at Rama itself, you will not know. I think if you look at some words here and there, you will know it's Hindi or not. People who know, they know. It is like you use the same transliteration, Roman equivalent, to write, you know, say English, Irish, or, you know, I don't know. It will be used for writing some Spanish also, okay, or some other languages, right? You can look at a couple of words and you will know. It is that much of a difference between Hindi and Marathi and Sanskrit. So much of variation there. I'm waiting for. Yes, I will record on Zoom. So our friends online are facing problems. We will record it on Zoom. Om. Let us start the class. Good observation there. I think Zoom is doing an auto record. Yeah, Zoom is anyway recording from the beginning. Om. Om Namah Panini Katyayana Patanjali Bhyah Shabda Vidya Sampradaya Kartrubhyah Paramarishibhyo Namo Mahadbhyo Namo Gurubhyah येन अक्षर समाम्नायम अधिगम्य महेश्वरात् कृत्स्नं व्याकरणं प्रोक्तं तस्मै पाणिनये नमः वाक्यकारं वररुचिं भाष्यकारं पतञ्जलिं पाणिनीं सूत्रकारं च प्रणतोऽस्मि मुनित्रयम् ॐ नत्वा सरस्वतीं देवीं शुद्धां गुण्यां करोम्यहम् पाणिनीय प्रवेशाय लघु सिद्धांत कौमुदीम् नमो नमः. Our friends online, I am generally not observing the chats, okay, as frequently. If you have a question, please put it on the chat. I will try to look at it whenever in between I get a moment. But which also means that something that is not a question, you may not want to type it right now. That will prevent me from looking at it. Boom. That is one thing. Second, last class, before we go to the last class, let us say our prayer verse. Siddhis Sadhye Satam Astu Sadatasya Durjatehe Janvi Phenale Keva Yanmudni Shashinakala. Okay, that is good. So we have just started into the actual story, where the two main shlokas, some of the two shlokas, which indicate, sort of hint to the king that, you know, you have kids, you better get them trained, the princess. If not, right, the other various aspects are being brought about. This aneka samshayo cheri parokshartasya darshakam sarvasya lochanam shastra. They are blind if they don't have shastram with them. And second, they also talk about, you know, that young age, right, yavanam, lot of wealth, excess of wealth, right, overlordship. These are, and also lack of discrimination. These are characteristics where each one of them is in itself sufficient to call it as calamitous, like, so to speak, something that is really will bring you down. And what to talk about where you have all four of them? Kimu yatra chatushtayam. That just said. And after that, we started discussing on the sandhi rules. So I would like to take this opportunity to go ahead with the sandhi rules. Okay, we'll put a little bit of pause on Hita Upadesha. I guess you're okay with this. Okay, so we'll look at a few things. I believe that all of you should have the Shabda Manjari book. Okay, if you do not have one, you please tell me. You don't have one, that is okay, you keep it with you. Okay, I would still recommend, because you're trying to learn Sanskritam. If you are not able to, okay, then you get the soft copy of it, because the soft copy, if you get it, you can enlarge the fonts. Okay, so you try to get that book, or you get a magnifying glass, you know, like sometimes I do that with some of these small prints that I have to read. Okay, I don't know where my Shabda Manjari is. One second. Yes, here it is. It is hard to go anywhere without the Shabda Manjari being there. Okay, I'm saying that it is a very useful book. Because what we will do is Shabda Manjari, after the words are taught, then it goes ahead and teaches you a bunch of other various things. And I'm going to take one by one of those in these classes and start teaching them. So you may have, I think, go to the bookstore. Maybe you can ask them for a book on Shabda Manjari. If you don't want to have it, a book copy, a soft copy, you already have as a link. Boom. Okay, so let us talk about sandhi rules. So we talked about in the last class that samhitayam. What I will do is, I will put it into current class notes itself, as opposed to keeping a separate one for Sandhi and then later on link them together. Let us increase the font. Is this good size? Yeah, okay. Boom. No, not today. Okay. Today we don't need to look at Shabdamanjari. Once we start looking at Shabdamanjari, Shabdamanjari has a bunch of various topics. Okay. It has the Namavalli, which is what I'm recommending that you memorize. The Supratyayas that it talks about, the Sarvanama, and how the pronouns are declined. The declension for nouns, the declension for pronouns, right? And then after that, there are some numerals, right? But apart from that, they have what is a Tinganta Prakaranam. Tinganta Prakaranam means how the verbs, the conjugation of verbs, is an introduction is given, which is a good introduction. So we will take that. Then it also talks about, you know, what is Kartari Karmani Bhave Prayoga. So we'll take that. And then it talks about the Pancha Vrittayaha, right? Krud Vritti, Taddita Vritti, Sanadhyanta Dhatu Vritti, Ekashesha Vritti, and Samasa Vritti. So we will take that up. And then probably if we get some time, we will look into Samasas. But if we don't get time, those are the Vrittis we will start looking at. Okay. I will slowly introduce you to those things. So we will use Shabdamanjari. That is the only book. Okay. Hitopadesha, anyway, soft copy is available. And Hitopadesha is a text which will be like our practical. You follow? Where while Sanskritam is our theory, Hitopadesha is our practical, where we can look at in the language how the usage is. Okay. That having said, sorry, too much of introduction today, but no problem. Every question it's only an answer which may be inappropriate, but it's only the question is always appropriate. Feel free to ask. The Sandhi is what we are looking at today. So what is Sandhi? Sandhi is a phenomena of, Sandhi is a big topic, by the way. Okay. Sandhi is something that you should learn first. Okay. One of the things that you want to learn about is Sandhi, so that you know whenever, for example, a teacher or a speaker, as Swamiji says, when a speaker speaks, you will know that the word boundaries are there. Okay. You will know anything that is being read about, you will know where the word boundaries are. So once the word bound, when the speaker breaks it, you will know that this is where the breakage happens. And when the breakage happens, you have written here, you have your Ramo Rakshati, but the speaker says Ramaha instead of Ramo, right? Ramo Dasarathi. What is Ramo Dasarathi? Ramaha Dasarathi. So Ramaha Dasharathi, how did it become Ramo Dasharathi? And if it's Ramo Dasharathi, why do you say Ramaha sometimes and Ramo sometimes, right? So those aspects will get clearer if you know the Sandhi rules, okay? People in control room also can pay attention. That these rules will help you, okay? So we first define a few terminologies that we will need in the rules of Sandhi. Okay. And today those definitions will come up here, but we will add those definitions in the glossary as we go. So what is a Varna? Varna. Varna is a letter. What is an Akshara? Aksharam. Okay. Akshara is a syllable. Okay, so in the aksharas, there are, what are the total number of letters, total number of varnas or letters that are there? Okay, there are around 59 letters. Okay, how is this count 59? I have a book in front of me that's 59. I thought it was 58. Now even I will have to wonder and see why is he saying 59? Okay, we will come to that. He's making some subtle distinction between two usage forms. That's why it is 59. Okay. Then what happens is that in these letters that are there, in the Sanskritam letters that are there, you have what are vowels. Okay, vowels are called swaraha. They are vowels, right? And then in the language itself, you have a set of letters, four types of letters, four types of sounds rather. Okay, they are not letters per se, they are sounds. One is, you must have seen a sound like this. Have you seen that? Have you heard that sound? In. Okay. This type of sound is called anuswaraha. Okay. Why am I looking into this so much of a detail at this point of time? Because now the sandhi rule start and we need to know what those which we are working about, right? Then you have this sound, which is aha or ihi, uhu, right? Have you seen the sound? Ramaha, right? This type of a sound is called visarga. Visarga, when we say, you know, visarga, that means when somebody passes away, also say visarga is used. Visarga happened. Okay. Visarga means the breath. You give out the breath. It's called visarga. Okay. And that is what is happening. Ramaha, Harihi, Guruhu. They're giving out that breath. And when one passes away also, the last thing you do is you give out your breath. Okay. You breathe the last. The body breathes the last. Okay. So then there is there's another sound, this visarga sound. There's a variation of visarga sound. It happens when the visarga is before a kakara, or when the visarga is before a khakara. Then, you know, Ramaha Karoti will become Ramak Karoti. You see? Ramak Karoti. That Ramaha Karoti becomes Ramak Karoti. That Ak, are you able to hear it? You see the difference? Ramaha Karoti as opposed to Ramak Karoti. You see the difference? Or rather, you hear the difference? That Ak sound or Akka Akka sound is called as Jivha Mulya. Sorry? Yeah. It is called Jihwa. Jihwa Mulya. Jihwa means tongue. Mula means the root. The sound that occurs at the root of the tongue is called Jihwa Mulya sound. Okay? Jihwa Mulya. Then you will see when you chant, there is another sound that happens. And these are actually sounds of Visarga only. Okay, the Visarga Ramaha Karoti becomes Ramaha Karoti or Ramak Karoti. Ramaha Khadati or Ramak Khadati. That Akka Akka, that sound is called Jihwa Mulya sound. And there's another sound that happens when a Pakara or a Pakara follows. So Visarga when it is followed by Pakara, or Visarga when it is followed by Pakara, Pakara is called Upadma Niyaha. Okay, I'll have to see whether the Upadma Niyaha comes from, but it is pronounced at the lips. So when you say Ramaha Pachati, Punaha Punaha. Punaha Punaha becomes Punaf Punaha. You heard that? Punaf Punaha. Ramaf Pachati. That Ramaha Pachati becomes Ramaf Pachati. That Appa Appa is called Appa Appa. These sounds are called Jihwa Mulya sounds. These four types of sounds are called Ayogavaha. They are called Ayogavaha. it's a plural. Ayogavahaha is a singular, and all the four are considered. It's said as ayogavaha. What are the ayogavahaha? The the anuswara. Anuswara. Anuswara means what follows a vowel. Okay, so whenever you see the sound like this, right? This with a indicated by the with a dot. If you're doing transliteration, it will be either something like this. Okay, it will be like a M with a dot below that, or a M with a dot above that, in transliteration. Right? That is usually you will say it as It's very similar to but it is not It is not Sanskritam. It's Sanskritam. You see the difference? Sanskritam and Sanskritam. But Sanskritam is equally correct. So you can say Sanskritam, but it is Sanskritam. Okay. Samsara. You say Samsara? But it's Sansara. You see that Aum, Samsara? You make subtle difference. That sound which follows a vowel is called as an Anuswar. Anu Paschad. Swaraha. Is same as swara. Swara we saw, right? Swaraha. Swaraha is vowels. Swaraha is a vowel. Singular is swaraha. Okay. And this is anuswaraha. Swaraha. Swaraha eva swaraha. Swara and swara is same. But anuswaraha means the sound that follows a vowel. Okay, all sounds follow vowel. No, no. This particular sound, which is represented by a dot above the line, right? That sound is called as anuswara. Okay? Now there are rules. There are sandhi rules for these. That is why we are looking at these. There are sandhi rules for visarga also. That is why we are talking about this. There are sandhi rules for all the vowels, right? That is why we are discussing these. Okay. Then while we are doing the swaras vowels, ayogavahas, which are these sounds, why not also look at, okay, how many swaras are there, vowels are there? 22. There are 22 vowels. Now you'll ask me, how come there are 22 vowels? I have not learned 22 vowels, right? I will tell you how those vowels are 22 later. Then what happens is that you have consonants. Okay, consonants are called vyanjana. Vyanjana. It is neuter, so vyanjanani is the plural form of vyanjana, which means consonants. What is the difference between a vowel and a consonant? This is very basic. You all know, right? A sound, a consonant is something that you cannot enunciate on its own. A consonant has to be either preceded by a vowel or has to be followed by a vowel. You cannot say any consonants on their own. So there are consonants. How many consonants occur? There are 25 plus 8. Okay. These consonants together are 33. Okay. So now let's make a total. 33 plus 22. We'll make it how much? 55. 55 plus 4? 55 plus 4? 59. Make sense? That is 59. Okay. Everybody is fine with this? Let me silence the... No. The four means Anuswara, Visarga, Jihvamulya, and Upadmaniya. Okay. So now we said there are 33 consonants, right? Okay. Let's look at the vowels first. Before we go into sandhi rules, I need to give you this aspect. Okay. Before we go into this, there are 25 let's talk about vowels. Okay. Vowels are hraswa, dirghaha, and plutaha. Okay. So in English, they are called as short, long, and prolated, I believe. So we are describing the vowels. Okay. Now what happens is that the hraswa means short. Now what is hraswa dirgha pluta? That is only during the time period. Okay. Hraswa is said for one matra. It is said for one matra. What is matra? It's a relative time period. Okay. Whenever you say a, that is one matra. E, one matra. U, one matra. Is it? It is all one matra. Matra is the measure. Here it's a measure of time period. Okay. When you say dirgha, it is two matras. A, U, E. That is two matras. So what are the hraswa vowels? A, E, U, R and L. Okay. R will be difficult. What happened is that this keyboard had a R character earlier, but then when they updated the Mac, the R went away. Okay, so let's say this is R. Okay, you follow? This is the vowel. So these can be short. A, E, U, R, R. These are the only vowels which can have a short vowel. A, E, U, R, R. Are you following? Am I going too slow? I can speed up. Yes? Okay, it's good the way it is. Okay. Because if you guys tell me, okay, there's too much basic, we don't need to go into that. You are the boss. Okay. A, E, U, R, R. These are your short vowels. Okay. There are no vowels other than these vowels which are short, is what I'm trying to say. The dirgha, dirgha are two matras. That means two time periods. It is always double the time period of a. Okay. So if you are speaking very fast and in a very, very quick way, right? In that case, whatever time period that you're using for every vowel is a single matra vowel. And then your double matra vowel will be very much comparable to what you use as a single matra vowel. Okay. If you are speaking very slowly, then your double will be the double of the single that you speak. You follow? So it depends on how you speak. At whatever rate you are speaking, whatever is single is one matra, whatever double of that is two matra, whatever triple of that is three matra. Okay? So Sanskritam language has single matra, two matra, and three matra. Whatever is in one matra, letters are called hraswa. Not all letters can be hraswa. A, E, U, R, L, this can be hraswa. Okay? Not all letters can be dirgha. A will become A, E, U, R. Okay. Okay. The dirgha R is not coming. Okay. Okay, so dirgha, I'm going to put two there to make it as dirgha. I will go ahead and update the keyboard and send updated link, right? I'll have to fix the keyboard so that the r and l can come in. Okay, and then you have the l doesn't have dirgha, by the way. The rikara, there's no dirgha. So r, a, I, o, and au, these are dirgha matras. Everybody with me? Then pluta. Pluta means three matras. The time period is three. Prolated, right? A, E, U, V, V, A, आई ओ आउ, यू फॉलो? सो दीज आर द वेरियस लेटर्स. सो आ ई, इट इज रिप्रेजेंटेड लाइक दिस. ऊ ल ल ए आई ओ आउ. नाउ इफ यू टेक अ लुक एट दिस, 1 2 3 4 5, 5 एंड 1 2 3 4, टोटली इट विल बी 22. ऑल द वॉवल्स इफ यू पुट देम टुगेदर विल बी 22, आई बिलीव. Okay, but this is not a complete count because all vowels can be nasalized. Okay, what do you mean by vowels can be nasalized? That means that you can say ah. Or all vowels can be nasalized. Okay, then all vowels can have intonations, swaras. There are three types of swaras: udatta, anudatta, and swarita. So that means once I take a, a can be rasva dirgha pluta. Okay, a can be udatta, anudatta, swarita. A can be nasalized or non-nasalized. 3 into 3, 6 into 2, sorry, 3 into 3, 9, 9 into 2, 18. You follow? 18. What is 18 there? There could be 18 types of a sound. Rasva Dirgha Pluta. Okay, not three. And each of those Rasva Dirgha Pluta can be Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita. So a, you see, so udatta anudatta swarita rasva dirgha pluta, 3 into 3, 9, and each of those 9 can be either nasalized or non nasalized. So 9 into 2, 18. You follow? That is allowed. Okay, however, rikara will be what? Will be 18 again, but rikara, there is no dirgha, there's only rasva and only pluta. Okay, so the lrkara you will have, how many lrkara you'll have? 9, 3 of rasva and 3 of pluta, right? And 6 plus 6, 12. You'll be nasalized and non-nasalized. You follow? It won't be multiplication, it'll be 3 plus 3, 6. 6 into 2 will be 12. Dwadasha. A, I, O, Au. These also, there is no Raswa. There is only Dirga and Pluta. And they can also be Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita. Each of them. So A can be Dirga or Pluta. A can be Udatta, Anudatta, Swarita. And A can be Anunasika or Ananunasika, which is nasalized or non-nasalized. So 12. Okay, so what do we say? Why am I introducing this to you? I'm introducing this aspect to you is because A and its other 17 types, right, together, they are called Savarna. they are called Savarna. Okay. So you will ask, what is a Savarna? It's a new glossary topic for you to know. What is a Savarna? Tulyasya Prayatnam Savarnam. Okay. What is Savarnam? Tulyasya Prayatnam. If two letters have the same location of enunciation and the same internal effort, they are called as Savarna. If you are not learning grammar, maybe you do not have to know this. But since you're learning grammar, it is nice to know what is a Savarna. Tulya Asya Prayatnam Savarnam. If two letters have same location of enunciation and the same internal effort, then those two letters, Tan Mithaha, are called Savarna to each other. A and A, they are Savarna. Because A and A, both of them, Kantha is the location. And Vivruta is the internal effort. Vivruta. We can go into this discussion detail. If you can look into the handouts I've given in that folder, in there you will have information about what is the internal effort, what is external effort, what is the sthana, what is the location. Okay. So details you can fill in. If you ask me what is the Savarna for A and E, are they Savarna? I will say no. Because A is Kanthya Varna and Ikara is a Talavya Varna. You see, Akara is pronounced at the guttural, it's a guttural sound, and Ikara is a palatal sound. Because they are guttural and palatal, they are not Savarna. Okay, if two sounds have to be Savarna, they have to be guttural, as well as their internal efforts have to be same. So, ka, kha, ga, ga, na, these are called Savarna. Why? Because their location is all Kantya, as well as the internal effort is called Sprushtam. They are called mutes. Okay? They are called mutes. That is a separate discussion. We will not be doing Shiksha discussion at this point of time. This is some basic thing I need to get out of the way so that we can introduce you to the Sandhi rules. Okay? Now what I will do is, I will tell you also that this is as far as the vowel goes. Okay. So the question, I'm going to repeat your question for our friends in online. The question you're asking is that why is A, O, I, O do not have a Hraswa sound? Right? Why do they have Dirgha? That is how it is observed in the language. As I told you earlier also, grammar rules of grammar are always subscriptive, not prescriptive. And when we say subscriptive, they try to describe the language as it exists. And when they went and looked at the language, they found, oh, in the language, O, A, I, Au, these are always Dirgha. No Hraswa for them. But there is also a logical reason for that. Because A sound, A daitoho kantatala. A kara, you cannot enunciate it. The enunciation location is kantha and talu. Okay, that is the A, which is actually a combination of both A and E sound together. So when you're going to make two sounds together, the right way to enunciate would be to use them as two sounds together, will be Dirgha for the double duration. Okay, this is my guess, but your guess and my guess are equivalent. Yes, in Sanskritam. Yeah. Raswa Ekara. I think in many of the other languages, I don't know about Tamil, but any of the other languages, is there a Dirgha Ekara? No, you may not have. If you look at it properly, in many of the languages, Dirgha Ekara may not be there. At least I don't know languages like Hindi, Marathi and others ones where A is the A as in Sanskritam, they don't have Dirgha Ekara Ekara. Okay. So probably there's only one, which is Dirgha. Here there is Pluta, so you have to now talk about Rasva and Dirgha also. But if it is just Dirgha, right? In many of the languages, when they study the vowels, they study A, A, E, U, U, Ri, Li, not there. A, I, O, Au, Am, Aha. They also take Am and Aha also as into that earlier discussion. But there they will say A and A as separate vowels. They don't make it as Savarna as the way that we are doing in Sanskrit. The way that we are doing, there is a method to this madness. And that method to this madness is that these will be very well evolve into grammar rules. Okay? These will evolve into grammar rules. And then the grammar rules will be applicable for them. Ukaloj rasva dirga plutaha edaitoho kantatalu odautoho kantoshtam. Okay? Savarna. Tulyasya prayatnam savarnam. So those are the mechanisms of defining those. Okay. So having come up to this much, right, we should at least study the first rule of Sandhi. Okay. Otherwise, we will just talk about the prerequisites for Sandhi and not do any Sandhi rules. Okay. Let us look at the first rule of Sandhi that we're going to study today is Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. I'm going to take up a simple rule. Okay, number 5. What is number 5? It is the numbers that some of these books follow. Okay. Don't worry about that. You can ignore. You can write 1. But I'm going to use it 5 because 1 and 2 I'm going to introduce before that. Okay. So there's a reason for that also. But anyway, doesn't matter. Number 5. What is number 5? Savarna. Having introduced Savarna, I'm saying Savarna. Savarna. Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. While introducing these concepts, we have also discussed what is Sthani. Location where modification happens. Adeshaha. The replacement. Agamaha. The addendum. Lopaha. The disappearance. Okay with this, everybody? This is what we studied last class. Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Savarna Dirgha Sandhi says that it is elaborate. Okay, when it comes in contact with A, you replace both A with A. Okay. Okay, for example, you have Parama plus Arthaha. Okay, becomes Paramarthaha. You see that? Parama plus Artha. The Parama is ending in A. Okay, let us break one up. Parama plus A plus Aha. You follow what I'm saying? This akara is coming in contact with another akara. Then both of those akara will be replaced with an akara. Will be what? Paramarthaha. Okay. A coming in contact with A, you replace it with A. A coming in contact with A, you replace it with A. A coming in contact with another A, you replace it with A. Okay, so in all of the scenario, the Dirgha Akara comes as a replacement. Let us see examples, okay, so that you make it clear. Okay, Deva plus Alayaha becomes, Deva is the Lord, Alaya is the abode. Deva plus Alaya becomes Dev Alayaha. You follow? You understand the writing that I'm doing? That's not how it's written. I'm just showing that you know what is happening there. The Akara of Deva and the Akara of Alayaha gets replaced with A, single A, Deva Alayaha. Okay? The A coming in contact with A, let's say Vidya plus Alayaha, school. Vidya is knowledge. The abode of knowledge is a school. It's called Vidya, Vidya. Alayaha. Make sense? Vidyalayaha. Okay, that is an example, not for this one, that is an example for the next one. A followed with A gets replaced with a single A. Okay, or A followed with A. For example, Vidya plus Abhyasaha becomes Vidyabhyasaha. Are you guys following this? Everybody? Any question? Yes.
Sir, two words.
I'm sorry?
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So it is not, okay, good question. Okay. When we are doing the sandhi, right, the sandhi need not be always done. We have discussed that earlier in one of the classes. Probably you may not remember. But what we said is that between inside a word, that sandhi is always to be done. Okay. Between the upasarga, that is the prefix and the dhatu, the sandhi is always to be done. Okay. Between two words of a compound word, samasa, the sandhi is always to be done. But between two words of a sentence, any two different words, right? The sandhi you may do or may not do. Okay. So because you are doing the sandhi, you don't know whether if there are two words of the sentence or there are two words of samasa, what type of sandhi it is, we don't know. But when you are breaking it up, you can break up only if at all it's not between a word. You can break up only if it's not between dhatu and upasarga. You can break up only if it is not two words of a compound word. You follow? But sandhi you have to do. But between words of a sentence, you may do sandhi, which is always done when you see a book or something like that, or you may break the sandhi. It is optional. But if the sandhi is to be done between a vowel, akara as akara, how will you do it? Is what we are learning right now. How will you break it? Is the time when your question is very applicable. Make sense? So, A plus A is A, right? You follow? Now, similarly, you see the examples that I have here. Kavi, and I'm going to just give you the examples, okay? Kavi plus Indra becomes Kavindra. Okay, very good. Okay, Kavindra. Then Kavi plus Ishwaraha becomes Kavishwaraha. Okay. Then Prithivi Dirga. Prithivi plus Induhu becomes Prithivinduhu. Okay. Then Mahi plus Isha becomes Mahishaha. Again, what are we doing? We are saying E plus E, E. E, E plus E, E. E plus E, E. E plus E is also E. Okay. So what is happening here? The Dirga is your Adesha. Dirgha is your Adesha. You see that? These are your Sthani. These are the location where the Sandhi rule is applying. And this Akara comes as a replacement. You see, this is what is becoming. Whatever is becoming is the Adesha. Are you following Adesha, everybody? That is the Adesha. Now, what are we saying here, right? And the same goes on. Same applies to U also. U and U and U. U plus U plus U plus U will give you U. You see what I'm saying? It doesn't matter if it is Raswa U or Dirgha U, followed by Raswa U or Dirgha U, you'll always get a Dirgha Ukara. Okay. Bhanu plus Udaya will become Bhanu Udaya. Bhanu plus Udaya. For Sadhu plus Uvacha becomes Sadhu Vacha. Okay. Or Vadhu plus Utsaha becomes Vadhu Utsaha. Basically, you take one matra plus one matra, you can fuse them together and use a double matra. Then one matra plus two matras, fuse them together, you can use a double matra. Two matra plus one matra, fuse them together, use a double matra. Two matra plus two matra, fuse them together, use double matra. Make sense? A, E, U, R, R. All of them it applies. For L, there is a catch there, because L, there is no Dirgha. Okay, what do we do with L is something you don't have to worry about, because there are not any words where L comes in contact with another L. Okay, this rule can be further simplified and say, if you remember Maheshwani Sutranis, what is Ak? What is Ak? A, E, U, R, L, R. Ayun, Rulruk, Aeon. Remember I asked you to keep it in front of you? Maheshwani Sutrani. Okay, say with me one more time. Aeun, Rilruk, Aeong, Ayauch, Hayavarat, Lan, Nyamangananam, Jabhai, Gadadash, Jabagadadash, Kapachatasachatatau, Tapai, Shasasar, Hal, Iti Maheshwarani Sutrani. So in that Maheshwani Sutrani, what is Ak? Ayun Rulruk. You remember? We all did that in the last class. Ak, Ayun Rulruk. What is we saying? Ak, when it is followed by any other Ak. What type of an Ak? When it is Savarna Ak. When A is followed with a Savarna Ak, they both get replaced with a Dirgha Ak. You're going to use this mechanism. When you have a square bracket, that means you're going to represent a Sthani, and the replacement will be in a curly bracket. Okay. This is a formula for you. Whenever you have an Ak followed with a Savarna Ak, both of them, right? We can actually underline the Sthanis. Underline the Sthanis, right? This is Sthani. What do you mean by Savarna Ak? Because if A comes in followed with E, it's not Savarna. Then something else happens. Then A, when U comes in followed with A, is not Savarna. Something else happens. But if you have an Ak followed with a Savarna Ak, you replace that with a Dirgha Ak. Okay. This is also called as 61101. Akaha Savarne Dirgha. Okay. This is an example of also called as Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnamevavashishyate Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Shri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om Tat Sat Shri Krishnarpanamastu. Savarna Dirgha Sandhi, where 5 is written. Savarna, yes, there's a typo here. The sandhi rule is Savarna Dirgha Sandhi. Okay, all the sandhi rules are named after the adeshas that come. Okay, in this Savarna Dirgha Sandhi, the adesha is what? Dirgha. Savarna Dirgha is the adesha. Okay, so now when we see examples, it will become more clear. And after the examples, when we see the text, it will get concrete. Om. It is a Panini Sutra number. Sixth Adhyaya, first Pada, 101, Sutra number 101. There are Panini studying students in on the class.
Thank you, sir.